And welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined today by... Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. We can
just... leave it in.
I was going to say we can cut around that, but you're right. Let's just leave it in. Fuck it. I'm joined by my brother, Will Papa Giorgio. If you haven't heard the show before, I figure, Will, we should develop a bit more of an intro because they just added the podcast button to iOS 8. So there's a lot of new podcast traffic in theory. That's what every desperate podcaster is telling themselves.
I still don't know how the fuck to use iTunes.
It's not even iTunes. It's a separate little thing.
You just subscribe to podcasts?
Yeah, you just find one and hit subscribe.
What if it's like a pay one, like Anthony's or whatever?
You probably, where you click the subscribe button, it is probably akin to buying an app where it just has a little number in the install button or download button or whatever.
So how does that work? Like, if you subscribe to a pay podcast, is it billed to your phone bill? Like, how the fuck does that work?
No, it's your Apple account. Remember, you have a credit card registered with Apple for your iTunes account, so it all goes to that. Yeah, you do.
Had to at some point.
Yeah, you do by essence of having an iTunes account. They have some credit card of yours.
So if you have an iPhone, then you have to give them a credit card?
Yeah.
Even if you're a kid?
I mean, I guess daddy's credit card can go on it. I don't think a five-year-old can have a Visa.
That's fucking creepy.
Whatever. It is what it is. So I just want to introduce the show every day in case they're, you know, giving us 10 seconds, at which point we'd be about 2 minutes too late with this. But shows a lot like Opie and Anthony, Howard Stern, all in their day. So if you like those shows, you like this. And if you don't, you'll probably not. Simple? Cashy? Did you like it?
Oh, wait, well, I'm not paying attention. I'm tired. But, no, I like it, like, without the fucking plugs and shit. I hate podcasts where it's, like, 10 minutes of plugs before they start talking.
Well, that's literally Rogan's show. I've downloaded one episode of Rogan's recently, and without exaggeration, he did 3 3.5-minute ads to start his show. I couldn't take it.
Yeah, like, I've never really heard him off of XM, so they edit all that shit out. So
yeah, just for their own ads, but oh boy.
But Florentine,
he got him some sponsors.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck his is, like, that popular. I mean, it's decent and all, but I don't know. I'm not into the MMA shit. Like, if he's not talking that, I'll listen to it. But when he's talking, like, MMA in-depth.
Who, Rogan?
Yeah, it's just, like, speaking another fucking language. I don't care.
I have no idea about MMA. I've always thought it was kind of fruity.
It is.
To enjoy seeing guys rolling around like that.
It is.
And I guess you can get into the hyper... It's, like, it's so hyper-manly, it's almost gay, but it's not bro. But it's just gay.
I mean, if you, like, I guess because he's been into martial arts forever, like, that kind of makes sense.
I heard him do his life story. I guess he does that pretty much every episode, but yeah, it sounds like he started with
like
an MMA background.
Or some shit, yeah.
That's fine.
He was, I don't think he was their original announcer for UFC, but he came in, like, a few months deep and then left and then came back once it was really big or some shit like that. So he's more or less always been their announcer.
After his stint on news radio?
No, I think this is probably after all that.
Okay.
You might be right, because wasn't news radio, what, like 94-ish, somewhere there?
Nah, late 90s, 97, 98, because...
Oh, that might have been when he left then, yeah.
Yeah, because that's when I was friends with Jordan, my buddy Jordan, yeah. The one who's like obsessed with huge tits and ugly faces. Like, that's his perfect woman. Huge tits, but an ugly face, so you can...
What's wrong with that?
Well, yeah, to
quote
keep him...
the focus where it belongs.
Yeah, so you can, like, come in her face and not feel bad about it.
Yeah. You don't need to look above the neck like a fucking Fenoich.
He's single right now. yeah, but we were both obsessed with that Laura San Giacomo or San Giacomo or whatever the fuck her name was, the star of news radio. She looked like a troll doll with D cups.
Kathy Najimy?
No, not Peggy Hill.
The star of news radio is Dave Foley and Maura Tierney.
Hold on, what am I thinking of? Not news radio, god damn it.
I have no idea. I'll look the bitch up.
Hold on. Now I got...
see this bitch.
The late 90s horrible NBC programming that I watched way
too. No, but he was telling stories, I guess.
It was the one that had David Spade and Wendy Malick.
Oh, Just Shoot Me.
Just Shoot Me. There you go.
Wait, that redhead bitch?
No. Not Kathy... Yeah, the one that looked like a poor man's Kathy.
The one who's like the boss's daughter.
Yeah. She
wasn't big tits.
Laura San Giacomo had huge tits.
Let me see this bitch.
Hold on.
You're talking about the star... Like, she's kind of short.
Yeah, she had big fucking dago tits. That was like one thing she had. She had a horrid face, but huge milkers.
I choose to refute this statement.
Oh, you are going to lose this, sir. I will win on both the horrible face and the big tit count. Take a look at thems.
What the? Those weren't on the fucking show.
Yeah. She had huge tits. There. Look, man. Hold on.
Let me look her up on my phone. What the hell's her name?
Laura San Giacomo. She had huge tits.
That last name's all one word? Or San is separate? I got it.
Yeah, San in the middle, I guess.
San Giacomo,
yeah. She had huge tits.
The Wi-Fi in this fucking room is worse somehow. But
even though it's closer to the router?
Yeah.
That was so sad. Yeah, she had huge tits. It was great. Like, she was that infancy of... like internet porn where they'd freeze frame like
let me try to fucking
one sweater where her nipples were kind of visible through it. And you'd jack to that.
LTE is
you'd San Giacomo to that.
The LTE is faster than the Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah, that's jump to the LTE. Just do what you gotta do.
I don't remember. Yeah, you're right. There's a horrible face and big tits, but those are natural and therefore worthless.
I know you hate them and she's got a face like the fucking Shah of Iran, but
no, see, I like huge fake tits and ugly face like that fucking Brazilian bitch who worked at McDougal's.
Yeah, Gabriella. You like it beyond the pale. Okay, here is some caricature of her that...
a drawing?
with just huge tits with visibly erect nipples through the sweater and a horrible face.
Oh, God.
She looks like Cruella De Vil.
Who the fuck are the creeps who like just draw toon porn?
No, that's slightly different. That could be, like, some New Yorker cartoonist who is just horny and spiteful.
But still, if you're just drawing big-titted women, like, you're a pussy hair away from serial killing. Like, think about it. It's just some guy who's, like, alone in his apartment just drawing, like, big-titted women.
Okay. That, I remember a friend of mine in eighth grade, and that's where this should end, by the way, Patrick Norman.
And, I remember him.
Yeah, Patrick Norman was
isn't he like all suit now? Like,
oh yeah, yeah, he's very suit and tie, yeah. But he said, wouldn't it be great if you could just draw really lifelike, hot, topless girls and then jack to it? But you have to understand, this predated pornography being readily available online.
No, but I still even get where he's coming from, yeah. Like if you're an awesome artist.
Yeah, I mean, think about the 1500s when they're doing vivisections and you couldn't take a picture for a scientific book. You had to not only like hunt through the Galapagos, you had to be an artist to draw the bird you saw. I guess, yeah, that would have been amazing. The kid who could draw lifelike porn at 14.
Or is that like trying to like, jack it to a family member or something, like a hot sister?
I don't know.
Because it's your creation. It's like beating off to your
daughter. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like a young Leonardo da Vinci. Could have done all these naked sketches and been like the most popular kid in school because everyone else is like, yo, Leo, get me something to beat to. Like that could have been
the porn maker.
Yeah, that could have been his in.
And it's not even like kids. Like there's no reason for his inspiration because you have those fucking fat Zoftig women of that era and he's just drawing like big titted, small waisted like anime bitches.
Yeah.
Like, 3-inch long nipple.
They're like, what is this gross shit? Where's her huge monstrous gunt covering her pussy? What's wrong with you, Leonardo?
Oh, God. And now they have, like, the fucking just, like, 3D, like, avatar. You know what the fuck you'd call it, porn? Or it's, like, Sims.
They have computer graphics porn. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have been looking at YouPorn earlier. And by might have, I mean was.
I don't know how you look at it. Like, the fucking resolution on all those videos stinks.
Whatever. I'm not there to watch it for the special effects.
No,
you
need
HD.
I get
the gist of what's going on. Yeah, but they had just two GTA characters. Instead of GTA 5, it was labeled GTA Fuck. And it was a black chick cop fucking a white girl bent over a hood with a nightstick. Yeah, and that was supposed to get me worked up. And instead, I just went right back to my casting couch videos.
So you just use like YouPorn and shit like that or RedTube?
Lately, for some reason, Reddit Gone Wild has not been hitting it. I've actually had to graduate to videos like an adult.
I felt bad. Like, I used to have a fucking free password at Bang Bros. That I just sat on for a year that worked. Now it doesn't work anymore.
That's tragic.
I do have plenty of it downloaded, though. If you want to borrow the hard drive of it.
I will. but I remember that was the whole thing. You would get, like, the 24-hour pass for $3.
Yeah, but I put it on, like, a credit card that ended up getting canceled. I think they were like just constantly trying to bill it, and it was done.
That might come back to haunt you when you try to get a house.
No, because like the account was closed.
Really?
Yeah, like SunTrust thought it had been stolen because there was like these weird 10-cent charges appearing on it.
You know, I had a credit card stolen recently, and that Home Depot hack from a couple months ago. I was one of the shitheads who had their card number
and
taken.
That's right. You said like people actually tried charging shit to it.
Yeah. They're like, hey, are you buying $350 of diapers in a black neighborhood? I'm like, no, not that I last checked. But before I canceled the card, you're right. I should have just put a year-long, like, every porn ever membership on it and then be like, yeah, they did that too.
I'm sure eventually they trace IP addresses.
Would have been worth a shot, goddammit.
Yeah, you're right, because at that point they will ask you like, which charges to transfer to the new card. So, yeah, that would be crazy.
Well, yeah, I'd just be like, none. How about that? But, how about I want my free laptop?
No, mine, I guess, was existing at the time and just closed. So I don't know how the fuck that worked, but
it
worked for quite a while.
On the subject of pumping loads, this is the story you wanted to lead with, and honestly, you have a much better show prep instinct than I do.
Not really, but I think it's this or Ebola, so take your pick.
Yeah, I don't care about Ebola.
Yeah, that's horseshit.
Frankly, unless you're licking the side of an African's face, you're going to be fine.
Fucking Dr. Steve was saying on XM, something like, there's, I don't even remember, maybe 50, give or take, proven deaths of Ebola, like, in the past 10 years or something like that.
What,
prior to all this
in
shit.
In good countries? Or you mean
I period?
Think, period,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Prior to, like, this last outbreak. It's only been maybe, like, 50 or 500, something like that. And he's saying something that's like, even in this country alone, it's going to be like 5,000 people die of the flu every year.
Yeah.
And yet we're all scared of Ebola.
No, of course. Well, yeah. 8 people die a year from that brain-eating amoeba,
yeah.
And you'll goddamn hear about every case because a fucking amoeba ain't their brain.
It's just horse shit. Like, whatever the fucking goddamn Zionist-controlled media sensationalizes.
I mean, yeah. Let's not act like Ebola isn't a creepy death. You're, like, crying
but
tears
if your
of blood.
Odds are 1 like in 8 billion.
Monk.
That's like saying, oh, let's do stories about how you might get struck by lightning, because that's a pretty bad way to die, too.
Yeah, I know, and you can't tell them that there's a one in whatever chance that they might be
probably
one of the
5,000
guys shitting themselves to death because they'd be like, that's hilarious. If that's how it goes, let it be.
Oh, God, speaking of which, I fucking had that yesterday. Holy shit.
What, just hot trots?
Oh, God, I fucking, like, shit my pants in my living room. I'm like, you ever eat that place Melt in Leesburg? It's like a, wannabe gourmet burger place.
No.
I got like a blue cheese burger. Oh my fucking
Christ.
Did that
grease the skids?
But
blue cheese
was really
is not
pungent.
A good melting cheese.
Well, no, that's just the name of it.
Oh,
it was
okay.
On there, but yeah, like even like my girlfriend, like she remarked, like it was really strong blue cheese.
Well, most cheese kind of gets melty and actually gives. Have you ever noticed blue cheese?
It's hard.
Well, it simply trickles fat in this puddle around it, like it's urinating almost.
Yeah, but I fucking like it.
And the cheese itself just stays put.
It yeah,
just
I know.
Dribbles
what you're
like a huge fat dollop out of it.
Feta does the same thing.
Yeah, it's goat cheese, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck blue cheese is, but yeah, it's like harder cheese. And yeah, I don't know what the fuck, but I was just shitting brown water. Not
really?
Pleasant. No.
Wow, that sounds like someone from Liberia made your burger. I would get checked out, sir.
Liberia or Ecuador. Take your pick.
I'll play the odds. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, I've had a lot of explosives lately, but it's more because, like, I'll have one day where I eat nothing but beef and cheddar.
And then the next day, nothing but coffee.
Yeah, coffee and salad. It's really just putting, like, black powder behind a cannonball.
There's nothing better than, you know, like eating like shit and then you just eat all this like fiber and laxative crap and stuff that stimulates your system.
Send a car ramrod right on through.
Just get all that out.
Oh, it's bad. I've actually twice in the past month, I've managed to do that thing you usually only see in a public restroom where there's little flecks of shit on the seat behind you.
Oh, I definitely did that. I fucking like bleach the goddamn toilet, the tub, everything.
Oh, yeah. Because
I couldn't even wipe. I'm just, like, hosing my ass out in the shower.
Yeah, no. I'm not a pig. I'm not, like, just taking my sock and smearing the shit till you don't see it. It definitely gets an alcohol bath. But, yeah, that's been happening lately. Aging's horrible. Your body betrays you from within.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. It's really the goddamn... Because even right now, like, my stomach doesn't feel quite right. Like, it's definitely, like, food poisoning, because I hadn't eaten for, like, a day prior.
Well, you just ate a ton of cheese. So, on a weak stomach, that might not have been the best move.
But fucking, like, pure liquid shit.
Oh, it's always, as I put it, peeing out the butt.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse.
Yeah, I don't get that normally.
I mean, I hate it. I like babying myself when it's happening, but don't you always get that thought? Like, if
you're
this
completely
were,
cleaned out.
Well, not just that. If this were the Civil War, I'd be dying right now. I would actually die from this 100 years ago.
No, because I didn't take anything for it.
Yeah, but...
Some Tums.
I guess... I don't know what they got. What was it? Was Civil War shit
dysentery.
That much worse? But what? Isn't that dysentery when you're crappy? I thought dysentery was just fancy diarrhea.
I'm pretty sure this is like food poisoning of some sort.
So what's dysentery? An actual virus that just gives you nonstop diarrhea?
I think so. It's like a virus that lives in your intestines or some shit.
Really?
Yeah, because I've heard, like...
sound really dumb right now.
If you get the shits, like, in Mexico when you drink the water...
Well, that's Montezuma's revenge.
But I think that's dysentery, and that's, like, you're shitting for, like, a week to a month. And that you absolutely have to go to the doctor for. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, you dehydrate yourself to death.
Oh, I thought you could still just get some saltines and ginger ale and ride that one out.
No, because I think no matter what, you keep eating, you're going to keep shitting it out.
Okay, I can see how someone dies of that.
Yeah, it's like you just dehydrate yourself. It's the same as if you were constantly throwing up. Like, you're not retaining any water in yourself.
I've had that happen when I was just massively hungover, and I thought I was going to die by 1 p.m., so I can see how a week of it would just make you beg.
Yeah.
Beg for the scythe to come for you.
So that's segue into...
Yeah.
A guy getting
speaking
double
of explosive teen. Shit. Let's talk about two blondes getting piped by their student. This is, I guess, the story of the week. You've been listening to...
The tabloid story, yeah.
Yeah, the sexy story, if you will. Teachers, never mind. They should have arrested the teen for opening his fucking mouth. But,
fucking rat.
Oh, gift horse.
Well, at least he didn't fucking rat him out. He just bragged.
What?
Still,
God,
I know.
Kids are dumb. Oh, kids are dumb. Yeah. The two teachers. So, okay, let's just get the story out there. Two teachers. Arrested for a threesome with
and if you're listening, look this up on the phone so you can see these bitches.
Yeah, the story goes, two pretty blonde English teachers allegedly gave a 16-year-old student a steamy private lesson in French. How about Greek?
Focus. Wait, they wrote that?
Yeah, this is the New York Post.
Isn't that, like, New York's equivalent of the fucking, like...
It's garbage.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Gave a steamy private lesson in French, focusing on the phrase ménage à trois.
No one knows French is a synonym for getting your dick sucked unless you, like, cruise for hookers on Backpage.com.
Yeah, not just that. Focusing on the phrase.
Or Greek or BBJ or whatever the fuck.
I love
BBBJ.
It. Yes. Brazilian
bareback
jiu-jitsu blowjob.
Yeah. The condomless blowjob.
I love the lesson focusing on a phrase. How dumb is the student that it took him 2 hours to learn that it's merry-go-round for three? But, so Rachel Respes.
That's the ugly one.
That is the ugly one. You guys, again, look up this story and you tell me who's the ugly one. There's a right and wrong answer to this. Rachel Respes, 24, took the teen back to her suburban New Orleans apartment and teamed up with fellow teacher Shelley Dufresne, 32.
Who's much hotter.
Yes. So pretty much this kid who, fuck him, he's like a football team guy, so fuck him for just having that life where pussy falls in his lap.
But two teachers, Jesus Christ.
Just...
And the fact that he's like 4 days away from being the age of consent, these bitches couldn't wait.
Like, that's how sweet this kid's football dick was. They just could not wait 4 days. I can't imagine that sort of life. He should just die now.
I think that's just what goes on in the South.
He needs to walk onto the train tracks and say, thank you, J-Man, and kiss the sky.
See, that one Shelley Dufresne bitch was pretty hot.
Shelley Dufresne.
Imagine shooting ropes on that face.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at the tight little bitch mouth she has.
I wish you could see some pictures where they fucking, like, show their bodies.
Like, Shelley Dufresne, the 32-year-old in this, and we'll get to the whole story and whatever. There's nothing to talk about, really.
Well, no, because apparently a guy called into what used to be ONA.
ONJ now.
From that area, and he was saying, like, the guy had video on his iPhone of him getting, like, tag team blown from them, like, cock slapping him and shit.
Oh, God. What I would pay. What I would pay for that.
The video or to get it? Both.
Both. Both. I mean, Shelley Dufresne.
Yeah, I'm tired of looking at Pigface.
Good fuck. Pigface looks like Chloe Svegany after, like, a month of eating nothing.
Pigface was
broth.
The one fucking tonguing his asshole while the pretty one was, like, gobbling his rod.
That, exactly. Yeah. That's how you do it. And then Pigface just comes up for air and is like, did you whap well? No.
Yeah, like, the pretty one's, like, between his legs sucking his dick and Pigface is just, like, sucking on his toes.
Exactly. Dirty work. Yeah. Let her tug a ball while the other one's really working you over. Pigface, also a young Jeff Hanneman.
Let me look at you.
A little bit there.
To me, she kind of looks like a fatter Taylor Swift, sort of.
Don't say that about Tay-Tay.
I don't like that monkey-faced bitch.
She has legs like I don't know what.
Not
is
really
her face a little
and
weird?
Skinny.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Not really. I like legs, but not like I hate model legs. They look like African bitches. I don't know.
What? They don't have flies on them.
Yeah.
They don't have Ebola blood and diarrhea on
them. Or more importantly, brown skin on them. Diddidents.
So this kid, I look at this, I hate him not only because these teachers fucked him, but because he's so dumb. His dumb shit jock brain.
Just couldn't keep his fucking mouth
shut. Just couldn't, yeah. Because this fucking swinging dick, in the back of his head, he's so dumb and so jocular. He's just thinking, who gives a shit? I got a whole other year of this ahead of me. Who knows? Maybe I'll get some dude to go buy for me. That's how fucking attractive I am. That's how much everyone wants to fuck me. This kid's life is all downhill. God damn, tag teaming two adult teachers when you're 16.
But I was going to say, we didn't have, I think when I was a junior, senior, we had one fuckable teacher who showed up probably after you graduated. Mrs. Smith, the math teacher.
Don't even remember her.
Yeah. We didn't have any fuckable teachers in Chantilly aside
from
her. We
had nothing.
Like
we
all
had
of Northern
nothing.
Virginia.
Fucking, we owe everything to American Pie. I think when that movie popularized the term MILF, fucking moms were like, oh wait, I can be fuckable. I don't have to have this short mohair.
Oh dude, moms are the best. Like, any chick with a kid, they're just down to fuck ASAP. Like,
just fuck you and then give you a sandwich with no crusts after.
They just know, like, alright, cut to shit. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but
think it's a lowered stock thing that they have to really throw it out there?
No, I think it's more like they're so used to being mommy that they're just begging to be treated like by a fucking cum-guzzling whore by some creep like me.
Enough of this mommy shit. Will someone put it in my ass already?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I've had enough of the fucking wiggles. Like, stick your finger in my cunt.
Fuck you,
God,
Siri.
I hope that's fucking picked up on fucking mic.
It did.
You know, you heard it.
It did.
Oh,
I saved the photo at the very least.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
I screen capped. Who was pressing your button, Siri? That was both hilarious and sinister as shit.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I hope to God that was picked up
Siri,
on the fucking
with the
podcast.
Laugh of the episode. Wow.
God damn.
Yeah, so fuck this kid.
You fucked moms, right?
Oh, yeah, once.
Which one are you can't say? Anyone I know?
I leave everyone slightly anonymous, but I've fucked a mom, yes. Potentially two.
I know? I'm not coming to mom. Coming to mom. Coming to mind.
I mean, what do you want to know exactly?
I don't know, it's just someone I met. Like, if
no one you've met. I mean, the experience was my usual rat bag sex for an hour and then leave without staying the night type shit.
I think may I kind of have a guess.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. All right. We're on the same page.
We just played a very, very quick game of Pictionary.
Mean game of charades.
But
yeah, never like any younger chicks with a kid?
No, and I'd be down for that.
Yeah, that'd be the It's like easy slang.
Yeah, yeah. I figure if they're like 20 and they got like a 1-year-old or something,
they're even like 26. Yeah,
they've bounced back, and they're looking to get fucked.
Exactly.
Because that little rat eats so much of their time.
Put baby number 2 in that fucking cunt.
Now, did either of these broads have kids? I mean, they're in the South.
Yeah,
so.
Fucking the...
Are you kidding?
I know the dude, hot ones married with 3 kids.
Oh, and she just couldn't get enough dick.
She got cucked by a 16-year-old.
If you're that guy, you kill yourself so quickly.
That's pretty embarrassing.
You kill yourself, but only after killing the kids.
Knowing a fucking 16-year-old's putting it to your wife better than you are, apparently.
Oh, no. You pull a Goebbels in the bunker, and you just kill your entire family before you take yourself out.
The old Chris Benoit.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang them with fucking, like, gym cables and put Bibles next to their bodies.
And then you put the no funeral sign on your back and stick your head in the oven.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
I don't know about... Young Pigface, she's 24.
Pigface is gross. I mean, don't get me wrong.
She's fuckable. She's a 6, easy.
Again,
it's hard to see. You can't see the fucking bodies at all in those pictures.
Yeah. Why, you know what? You're right. Like, they really need to...
I was trying to look for other ones. They're hard to come by.
They need to have full body mug shots in situations like this.
For our piggish enjoyment.
Yeah, just something like stick out your ass, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, take time off for good behavior.
Cause see, I just Google image search, like, their names, and it's like the same fucking pictures. You get a picture, an address, I think of the younger one, who doesn't look like she has any tits, but she doesn't look like a fatso either. I think that's her.
Is that her?
I believe so. Again, it's so hard to tell, like, they look similar, and I think in a lot of the articles I've read, like...
That mugshot doesn't do her justice, though. She's perfectly fuckable, too.
Bitch needs to smile.
Exactly.
Just because you're going away for 20 years.
Exactly. Just because you got that sweet jock dick.
Do you think... They probably don't even know at the time, like, this is going to be, like, headline news.
No,
the country over
they're just in a fucking podunk, banging, goddamn Paul Walker, circa...
Something Parrish.
Yeah, exactly. Circa, what the fuck is that movie called? The football movie. I just watched it. This is so embarrassing. I was going to pull a
Walker.
Great reference.
Yeah. I don't know who the hell that
James
is.
Vanderbeek.
Oh, Friday Night Lights?
No, that's the show. Wow, did I shit the bed on that one.
The football movie?
Yeah.
You sure it's not Friday Night Lights?
Yes, if you keep saying it, that won't make it right.
The one with the fat guy?
Yeah.
Can't hardly wait? No. Varsity Blues.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you beat me to the punch.
I never saw it.
Yeah, I actually just watched it because it was such a cultural touchstone for people like right around your age, actually.
That fat guy's now in shape.
Are you kidding me?
And not working as an actor.
Billy Bob or Jimmy Joe or whatever the fuck his name was?
Yeah.
He's in shape.
Yeah.
Good for him. Did he get the flesh stapled or is it still all loose?
Know. And yeah, I see a shirtless picture. I mean, he's just like average looking now, but compared to what he was.
Wow.
Yeah. But apparently he has not worked in movies since he was a fatso.
Well, I mean, I'm going to guess that this was a desperation move, the same way that Ruben Studdard, I think, is in shape now.
The Velvet Teddy Bear?
The Velvet TB, yeah.
VTB.
He's sorry for 2004.
Here's another one, I think, of the hot one. Again, not like huge milkers, but still in shape.
That's not the...
Kind of like a Katherine Heigl look.
She's just fuckable. God
damn. I mean, if you're 16...
The mugshot of Shelley Dufresne. She just has that mouth that looks so tight and bitchy, like it would barely fit your prick. Like she would have to be like,
oh wait, that might have been pig face. I'm sorry.
Meh, taking it in. And you'd be like, yeah, take it, bitch.
She's got a Charlize Theron going on. Like, I don't know. I can't tell which one of these cunts is which, but.
I think we've lost the female demo. I've worked so hard to cultivate.
Brenda Bren. Dawn. That is all.
We have a couple random listeners.
Simpson, Homer. That is all.
I could be wrong, but I think Les Claypool's mother-in-law listens to the show.
How the hell did you get...
I don't know.
You said his wife listens or something?
I think so.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to hit you up.
Chaney Claypool. And I think her mom is a much bigger fan of the product than Chaney, I believe.
Well, is someone with the last name Claypool writing to you online?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Right, I'm pretty sure it's Cheney's are, mom. Yeah. Well, I know I'm friends with Cheney on Facebook. I don't know how the hell that happened. And then I think her mom is like a fan of the show, and she hit me up the other day. She's like, I know you don't get money for the show, but,
give us some of that Les Claypool money.
Yeah, some of us like the show, so please put something out there. So, unless it's another woman with the last name.
That's somewhat rare, even though it's like very plain sounding. Mm-hmm. I've never really heard anyone else with that.
I could be completely wrong.
God damn it, Kat, get the fuck away from the mix board.
Oh, she's gonna hit the power button, then we're fucked. We're all fucked to hell. Is there anything you wanted to add to this, other than the fact that, one, this kid's a piece of privileged jock shit. I hate how just being born with that I'm muscular at 14 and I'm a swinging dick shit gets you so far. Look at me, I have to get funny to get laid.
See, I'm kinda glad, cause like, I started working out and shit when I was older. So it's kinda like something I think was, you know, hopefully stick with me for the rest of my life.
I dropped it once I moved back home. I can't wait to move out and hopefully,
yeah, this
hopefully
place is poison.
Gym. Yeah, it's poison because it feeds you such crap. You're like, what does it matter? I could run 5 hours on a treadmill.
No, I get noticeably skinnier when I stay away from here for a while.
Yeah, you could bench press Mount Fuji and still be a fat piece of sumo shit if you lived in this household.
But, yeah, and a lot of the guys, I think, you know, played football and shit when I was in high school, like fat slobs now, if you look them up on Facebook.
Yeah, and they didn't fuck any great teachers either. As we established,
we didn't have any.
Void of it.
I remember middle school, the fucking hot teacher was Miss Alderman, and she wasn't hot. Did you have her, the gym teacher?
No.
She's kind of like mixed-ish looking.
Sounds okay to me.
Big ass.
Okay.
You didn't have her?
No, but you've made a great case for me to go back.
Yeah, those are the only two, like, teachers, I remember people going on about being hot that I can remember. And Rock Your Own and...
We had a teacher who was fired for fucking like a student or two.
It was a dude, right?
No, it was a well, my year is a chick, or it was the year above me is Mrs., she's a Spanish teacher, and like...
Mrs. Kruger?
No.
Senor Kruger?
I forgot who the fuck it was, but it was a Spanish teacher who was married to another teacher.
I vaguely remember that. I thought it was the dude
and
who was fucking
the
around.
The dude who was fucking her was just one of these swinging dick I developed at age 11. Mike Cornicelli fucking just drips. Yeah, just drips olive oil confidence. Hey, I'm Mike Cornicelli from the old country. Let me shove my anteater in your twat. Oh!
God damn, that is coming back to me now. I remember hearing a story, and her husband's like a French teacher or some shit like that.
Yeah. So
was she hot? Do you know?
Like, not really. No, she had like the big boxy mom ass and mom sweaters and hair. She had a fucking Cosby sweater on.
Oh, you saw her?
Yeah, I mean, she used to walk the halls and shit.
Oh, I mean, you went to school like when she worked?
This
there.
Was like the year. Yeah, I was like a sophomore. No, I was a junior and he was a senior. And like,
did you know the dude?
Yeah, I was actually in a couple classes with him, and he was just dumb as a box of shit, but, like, pussy fell all over him. It was fucking annoying.
What, he's good looking?
He wasn't even, like, some 10, but, I mean, he was, like, an 8 or some shit. He was good looking enough.
Right.
And he was mature looking enough, and he was just, like, kind of dumb, kind of confident. He was never even cocky. It was just, like, he put out some fucking from his, the cheese from his uncut dick put out an odor that chicks couldn't resist. I don't know what it was.
It's a Guido Ox from American Pie.
Yeah, it's just some fucking
or Oz. Ox is from the parody movie, whatever the fuck it was called.
Oh, what? Not Another Teen Movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oz was the real one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just like you could tell every dopier girl in the class wanted to fuck him. It was very obnoxious because like for the most part, attractive, like, the smart girls don't get attractive until later in life. When they figure, like, oh, I can put my brain power toward not looking like a goddamn librarian.
Well, then the fact,
like,
an
unsexy one.
They fucking, like, went to age 30 without getting any dick. So by the time they become a doctor or a lawyer, it's like, alright.
Yeah, there's
time
like,
to fucking take the shrink wrap off the pussy and start using it.
Oh, yeah, man. There's an Asian broad that I was in GT classes with.
Oh.
Yeah, and she used to just, like, dress like shit, pick her nose. She was repugnant. She was a punchline to a million jokes.
Oh, good with this shit.
Yeah, and then I saw her at the 10-year reunion or some
name
shit.
Name this fucking cunt.
Ederlyn Laxon, as I recall. I don't think I'm Facebook friends with her. I don't think our circles run together, so I can put another full name out there.
Ederlyn.
Ederlyn Laxon. And she was all sorts of put together. I'm not saying she was Asa Akira or whatever the fuck, but she looked good. Good for her, especially because she was famous for just picking her boogers and eating them in class.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I know, like, a lot of the chicks I thought were hot in high school have turned into pigs. Some have kept it together.
And so many of them were hot just because they grew tits at 15. You're like, fuck, do you see
Yeah,
those?
But they're not fat, yeah. Yeah. Of course, they're not working out. And I'm trying to think if there's any, like, pigs who became hot. None coming to mind. I just remember that bitch Jerry used to put the stones to. Kaylin or whatever.
Caitlin. Yes.
Like one of the monster fucking tits.
Yeah.
Oh, Carly's probably listening to this one.
Nah, it's
fine. Okay.
It's not like he keeps in track. Carly, she's gotten fat and gross, so you're fine.
She's alright, but it's not the same. I think it's like a 16-year-old with his fucking, like, just tits the size of bowling balls.
Yeah, that wasn't fair.
God damn, that bitch was hot.
Yeah. I'd like to make time travel. One, to stop Hitler. But two, to go back and see those a bit.
Titty fuck those.
Yeah, not in a rapey way. Somehow get the consent. Okay. I haven't looked into the details.
But yeah, when he was hitting it, I think that was when she was at her peak.
Yes.
Did he put stones through
her? Oh yeah, he's pulling the shit out of that.
Nice.
Yeah. Other than that, we got a couple stories from my life as of late. Sure. We can do those. I'm just happy to have someone to yak with. Someone who's got some sort of energy. I've been doing the show the last, like, 2 months with Howard, and I realize he does the show for nothing, and he gives his all during the football show, I guess. Holy fuck, does he phone it in during Papa's, though.
But he can only talk sports?
Kinda, yeah. And he's been working on some lawyerly project or something. We can't use his last name on air, or he'd prefer we don't. So I'll honor that much, but...
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Minus an ER.
Exactly. There can only be one. Yeah, and man, he is just tapped on the Papas to the point we went in last week and I was like, let's not even record. It was like when you're married to a wife that don't give you no pussy and you're like, God, just make me not want to have sex anymore.
Just spit on your limp dick and try to, like, mush it into a cunt like you're squeezing toothpaste.
Yeah, like, just, you go through the motions because it's your anniversary and maybe you get some birthday head and she's just giving you that, like...
If you're married to a bitch who would only suck your dick on your birthday, get the fuck out.
Or just get a prostitute a lot and make sure that she
I don't understand how people are in relationships like that.
Yeah, you know.
Any girl I've ever like,
not gonna talk much here.
I've always fucked a girl like on the first date. If I haven't, it's a problem. Like you got to do something.
A little something.
Yeah,
like, I'm happy with the kiss.
No, any chick who just like pecks your cheek at the end of a first date is
kiss.
A problem.
Lip kiss.
Making out?
No, just a good lip kiss. I'm fine with a good
you
lip
need
kiss.
Need tongue and at least some
if
fucking
there's
titty
any just,
squeezing.
If there's just some sort of awkward, like, I had a good night, bye, that can go fuck itself. We're both adults here.
God, I fucked my chick in her truck, like, before we even left dinner.
Well, you know what?
And then I took her back to my place and put it with a sandwich. And we've been together for 4 months and it's been great.
Yeah, well, you know what? No one asked you to brag on these airwaves, sir. So, once more for all the ladies out there, if they want to keep a man, what do you do on the first date?
Give up the ass.
Give up the ass, the leather Cheerio, as the kids say. Yeah, here's a weird story. Everyone who goes to the site, all 8 of you who have ever gone to the site, know that it's called inpapasbasement.com. Except the Twitter handle's at Papa's Basement. I refer to the show as Papa's Basement. Everything's Papa's Basement. Problem has always been because
domain
like,
squatter.
Someone, yeah, about right when I started the show, ironically, but before I looked into getting a website for it, registered Papa's Basement. And I thought that they were just some evil squatter who somehow got wind of my show.
Did it turn out it was you and you just forgot what email address you signed up for it with?
No, something far, far stranger. So, I looked up
the pedophile
who it belonged to. I've had her name and number for a while. Through the years, I've sent mail.
It's a chick.
Yes. She lives in Ohio. I left, like I said, mail, email.
And she's never
messages.
Put anything up.
She's never, no, remember for like 5 years, it was that picture of like a little girl walking down the stairs and it said, Papa's Basement coming soon. And it was just like a dirty basement full of shit with a dog there looking up the girl's dress.
It's her dad creepily grabbing his mule while she's like cowering and holding a teddy bear in the corner.
Well, what if I told you
that I'm 100% all these years, correct.
No, but I managed to get a hold of Papa himself. And I've had not one, but two conversations of the Papa with the Papa.
Well, I'm confused. Like, why is it a woman? I don't get it. Why?
Okay, so I've been calling, and I've called and called, and finally a couple days ago, a friend of mine, Zach.
Well, I wasn't listening to a word you said. Like, how'd you get a number?
You simply go to who.is, and you can type in any.
What color person runs that site?
I didn't say who.dat. I said who.
Who.is question mark.
Who.dat.b. / b. No, so I look, you can type in any URL. It's, if you want to stalk me.
You and
can,
you have to register your name.
Well, you can pay an extra like $3 a year to keep it secret.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of money.
Exactly. Exactly. I only spend $15 a day at Chipotle and Starbucks, but I can't be bothered to do that. So I look up who has it, and I just call incessantly that day, and around 7 p.m., out of nowhere.
Why the fuck do you keep calling me?
An old dude answers. He's like, hello? And I'm like, yeah, is Miss X there, the person who has the website?
Get this bitch name out.
He's like, no, that's my daughter, though. I'm like, well, this is John Papa Giorgio of Papa's Basement. And he's like, you're the young man that's been talking to us all these years. I'm like, this is creepy, but I'm intrigued. Yes, that is me.
Let me finger your anus.
And this has been a huge mystery to me all these years. I'm like, who the fuck ever wanted something called Papa's Basement other than me? I don't know why I have the show called Papa's Basement. It's creepy and weird.
Yeah, it is a terrible name.
Yeah, we really need
to... This is horrible, Peter.
Yeah, we should just rebrand the goddamn thing. But in the meantime, I might as well get Papa's Basement while I'm on the subject. It turns out his daughter, who made the site mm-hmm. and got the URL, like... As I learned, this dude talked to me for 20 minutes.
As all old people do.
Yeah, he was... I mean, I like hearing old people just talk, though. It's kind of funny.
As long as they have their shit together, it's not terrible.
Yeah, because they just... They deliver all these monologues, and you can just chill and listen. It's great.
Like, yeah, but fucking mom's neighbor, old man Vance, like, there's times I gotta leave here, and, like, I have to wait for him to get his mail at 0.02 miles per hour. So I can get the fuck in my car.
Yeah.
Because I know if he even makes eye contact with me.
Oh, you're
me,
fucked.
I'm staying there for 20 to 30 minutes.
30 minutes on
minimum.
How Obama has sunk the country.
God.
So he starts talking, and I learn that he used to play for the minor league Columbus Clippers. That was one of the many stories I was treated to. But he has MS, and his daughter was trying to build the Papa's Basement site mm-hmm. where he could sell all the shit out of his basement. Now, I want it to be
who
like...
Who the fuck would go to a .com looking for an old man's hand-me-downs? That's what eBay's for, bitch.
I really just wanted to say, has she heard of eBay? That really did get to me. But here's what tripped me out even more.
Papa's Basement, a bunch of shaky objects.
For like 5 years, he's been like...
A Rock'em Sock'em robot that's never been won.
He's been like... This John Papa Giorgio boy called, just give him the site. He wants it. And she's been
this
like...
fucking cunt's been squatting.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm going to build that site for you one day.
Yeah, just like you're going to go to the gym one day, fatty. Give it up.
Well, I don't think you're exactly endearing them to me.
Oh, they listen to this?
Possibly. It's okay. Oh. Yeah, you're beautiful and your dad's awesome. Right back at you, Ms. Stevens. So... Yeah, it's been 7 years of procrastination on her part. She's unwilling to let the URL go. So
clearly you're not going to build something.
It's
going to be Papa's fucking crypt in a few weeks, so.
Well, he's still hanging in. God bless him. So I call back 2 days
Papa's
later.
Papa's mausoleum.com.
He was nice as shit. He's like, I'm going to make sure she calls you. And I'm like, cool. Thank you so much, sir. Bye. So I hear dick. And 2 days later, I call back. He's like, oh, it's you, the young man again. I'm like, cool. So he starts talking, and I then get explained to me how she loves this Miss Stevens. She loves to procrastinate.
Tabitha,
like,
Steve?
No, I wish. God, I wish.
Jada?
Yeah, I like, have the sight and my heart. So he's like, I saw the South Park movie. Are you familiar with South Park? And I'm like, yeah,
what
I know South Park. He's like, it's funny, but very raunchy. A friend of mine watched the movie with me. He comes over every Thursday with a nice bottle of wine. He was my college roommate, and we're still friends. I'm like, okay. This
Can you believe they let a Negro on there named Token, and he fraternizes with the white children?
Other than that disgusting part,
the rest is just peachy.
So he's like, it's dirty, but my friend laughed so hard he almost puked himself.
Yeah. Puked out of his anus and urethra.
So he was going on, he's like, yes, and my friend asked for my daughter to burn a copy of the DVD, and she said she would, and that was a month ago, and wouldn't you know it, she still hasn't burned it. I'm like, I am noticing a
it's dementia.
Bad
the movie came out, like, what, 1998?
Well, I don't know, maybe they're just watching one of the DVDs, I honestly, yeah, that'd be great if it's 16-year wait. Fucking 2047, I get my dick tuggers on Papa's basement, finally.
So you still haven't heard Apricot 1 from this bitch?
No, and I'll be calling again this weekend.
Well,
at
so
this,
you have, like, Papa...
At this point, I've cultivated a relationship with the old guy, I'm buying in.
I don't know, it's like, .com's to me, like, I guess because you do the blog, that's the only thing that's worth a shit. I guess it's good to have it for the podcast, too, but...
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people are like, is the show called In Papa's Basement or Papa's Basement? What the fuck is it? Again, all of our listeners, all 5 to 7 of them, are very confused.
Mm. But, yeah, and you can't change, like, the Facebook URL. Twitter, I know you can easily.
But I don't want to because it's branded as Papa's Basement. You know me, I get, like, weirdly possessed about acquiring certain things once my mind is set to it. So now, more than anything, I want Papa's Basement. I fucking smell it after 7 years.
What year did you make it?
Christ.
2007?
Seven, yeah.
Yeah, so even Facebook wasn't that big.
Like,
Twitter was shit.
Twitter didn't exist in 07.
It did. I think it was, like, in its infancy. It was actually around for a few years before, like, Ashton Kutcher and people like that popularized it. Maybe it came out in 09.
I remember it was, I think it was 09, because okay. The huge story with Twitter was, like, some kid was abducted, like, by a government agency, like, he was covering shit in Egypt, maybe, or some crap hole, and he just tweeted the word help, or something like that, and CNN ran with the story, and just heard the same story in every news outlet, like, this man was able to contact 50 of his friends because he tweeted about it, and
but
now, like...
also Facebooked his status?
He could have done anything. Yeah. He could have just sent them a fucking mass text.
Wouldn't you also say, help, I'm at such and such address?
I don't,
being held by such and such.
Just, it was the dumbest thing. They all ran with it. Like, it was the greatest shit ever. Obviously,
I thought
someone,
it was like Q Kane. It was just like once the celebrities started doing it.
Well,
like,
that's what really popularized it. This was the cerebral angle. It's like, oh, this protester was able to get assistance. I was like, boring. Fuck him in the third world country he's trying to assist.
Yeah, I don't get that. The whole fucking like.
Then it was like, what? There's a picture of Ashton Kutcher's food? Ta-da.
Yeah. 1 million. I remember it was a big deal, like, when he was trying to get 1 million followers.
Oh, God.
And now, like, what? Like,
Katy Perry shit.
At, like,
that.
30 million.
Oh, God. Katy Perry's probably, like, 56 mil or something like that.
So it is, like, increasing its users.
Hold
or
on.
Gaga.
Twitter.
Bieber. Katie. Who the fuck would have the most?
Probably
Bieber.
Katy Perry. Yeah. Or Rihanna. They're... Katy Perry's... God, I was thought I was exaggerating for effect. 57.8.
Let's look up... Bieber.
Oh, Bieber's gonna be like 32 or something.
You think? Yeah, I don't know.
Here, what? Let's take bets. Let's just do an over-under on Twitter and then call this a day.
Oh, I already got the number. What did you say?
I put him in like 32.
And what was Katy Perry?
58.
He doesn't beat her, but 55.3.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Alright, what do you think about Gaga?
Oh, Gaga's like 48. She's a poor man's Katy Perry. We're still a tit country, not an ass country.
Bolt-ons. Right, what did you say for Gaga?
48.
Not even.
Well, really?
42.3.
Oh!
Who else is huge?
Rihanna. On? Rihanna's an easy one.
Why do you keep thinking she's still famous?
Because I'm going to prove it with this goddamn click.
Oh, okay. What did you say?
I'd put Rihanna at like 45.
37.5. I'm telling you,
it.
She's done, man.
That's racist, yo.
All right, now... Prove me right. We think, oh, how do you spell Nicki Minaj? N-I.
I know the Minaj part is wrong. That's about as much as I can.
Minaj. Okay. Oh, N-I-C-K-I.
Anaconda at Nicki Minaj. Yeah, I got it if you want me to click it. Are you taking a bet? Are you
Jesus, wow. Only 18.1.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, Nicki Minaj ain't shit.
Racism is alive and well. Good.
Oh, she's... I even... You know me.
Jesus Christ, look at the tits on that fucking molly.
That was not too PC.
Go out on that one.
Look at the jugs on that chin. What? No, let me take a look. I mean,
oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Important things.
Oh. Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, those are nicely inflated, man. I think both sides of that.
She ain't bad because she has, like, that fucking, like, weird African thing to her face.
What? The black skin?
No. Like, you said, like, Ethiopians look different than, like, the ones over here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's Trinidadian or whatever, but...
Yeah.
You know. Just doesn't look like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's...
Legs are a little too thick. But.
Yeah. I'd go there. The one thing that I used to be a fan and like proudly proclaim I'd drain one off in it.
I mean, the fucking video where she's just shaking her dumper. Nothing wrong with that.
There's like outtakes from the shooting of, what the fuck was that song called? Starship or whatever the hell?
I've never seen the video.
Yeah. Spaceship. I don't know.
No, Starship.
Starship. Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's a series of paparazzi photos that were taken about 2 months before its release. They are not flattering. She really looks like live
star. Kardashian. Like, you see that bitch where she's like camera ready. It's disgusting.
Yeah, again, it's a pumped ass. It's not that I don't enjoy a big one. It's that they did something weird and fake to it.
That's becoming more and more common.
I don't approve.
Yeah, they'll perfect it. It's cause like, your ass, it's like, seamless line with the rest of your body. It's not like you fake tits where your tits can just pop out of your torso and they don't need to like blend in perfectly. Like the ass is different. Like it still needs to have like smooth contours to it. And then, I mean, what the fuck? They'd have to like,
well, I think
put all kinds of fat around it and stuff to smooth it out.
It's not that. It's like they can't perfect it not dumping off to the sides.
Yeah, because you sit on it and move constantly, like when you move your leg muscles
yeah.
and everything.
So like, it's like, it's great if you got hips that flare out, but it's like these bitches got hips that don't flare out, and then their ass just flares out. They look like a fucking queen bee. You know what I mean? Or just some insect. What's the part that goes after the thorax? That's what it looks like.
Abdomen.
There's the head, abdomen, and thorax. Maybe I do mean thorax.
You're sort of lying down on it.
Hold on. Now, yeah, I mean, that's like a really incredibly flattering.
Yeah, okay. Photoshopped all hell. All
right, it is head, thorax, and abdomen. You're right. Yeah, it looks like they got a big fat fucking abdomen.
Yeah, I understand. Like, nothing to write home about, but.
It's just creepy. They got that little wasp waist.
No, not too bad for a schwuggy.
Well, on that, affirmation that MLK's dream has truly been achieved. I think we can call it an evening, sir.
Yeah, this is like photoshopped to the point it looks like a fucking comic, but...
Yeah. That's the cover of her Anaconda single. No, she looks like something out of anime if Japanese people ever once drew a black person. Boy, are they racist.
What the fuck is attractive about like an ass that size?
It would be fun once you actually had your hands on it.
Just milking your seed into her rectum.
I'm telling you, it's something that, like, at a distance, you're like, I don't get it, and then you're with it, and you're like, I can get used to this.
I don't know. That's, like, too big. There she is with fucking just stickers on her nips.
Just making the worst face, though.
Who the hell's looking at that? To fucking wrap it up in a nice, neat package.
All right.
The old callback.
Will, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I always have a good one with you. I wish we had...
This meme. Look at Nikki's tweet from July 21st. If you want to know the meme we're laughing at, go under her photos.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it would have been fun had we had Allison or Mame to torture, but always good doing one with you as well. I'm John Papagiorgio. You want to tweet me, it's at Papa's Basement. The show's website's in papasbasement.com. Hopefully it will be papasbasement.com as well sometime. Go to iTunes or Stitcher. Look up both Papa's Basement and Papa's Football Podcast. Those both have apostrophes in them. Please subscribe. Give us a good rating. All that horse shit. and look up thespookiescomic.com, a comic that I write. I guess that's it for the plugolas. Find the Facebook page for everything.
Let's see.
Okay.
Leave a comment on iTunes, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
help
yeah.
with the nerd ratings.
The comments are good, too. All right. We're out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way.